What are some signs that your breakup is permanent? That's what we're going to be talking about in this video. We're going to be covering 5 signs that your breakup is permanent. So stick around. This is going to be very interesting. And I want to know down in the comment section if it seems like your breakup might be permanent or not based off of what we're going to be talking about today. Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life. So like you just heard me say, this video is on 5 signs that your breakup is permanent. Let's go ahead and get into this. The first sign here is that you're not willing to take responsibility for the fact that you can control your relationship destiny. You know, I was on a call with someone a while ago, and we were talking about her relationship and her breakup and all that sort of stuff and all the details and nuances of it. Then she asked me this question of like, hey, do you think that we're just destined to not be together? I'm not really a believer in the idea of destiny. That is to say that there are certain outcomes that are outside of our control and that we have no influence over it. And that, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's written in the stars, it's going to happen or it's not going to happen no matter what we do. I believe that how we show up, that the actions that we take, that the way of being that we embody, and obviously the things that we do and say are going to have a major impact on the results that we get in our lives. And I hope that you understand that as well too. I hope that's something you believe as well too. But if you're not willing to take responsibility for yourself, your behaviors, your actions, etc., then it's gonna be a rough time. It really is. If you're too busy trying to pin things on destiny or say, hey, is there any hope? What are the chances that this is going to happen? What are the odds? Is luck in my favor? Is it written in the stars or any of these other things? You're going to have a hard time. What you say, what you do, obviously that's going to have an impact on the results that you get. But more importantly than that, your emotional state is going to have a result on the outcomes that you get. And also, how you show up and the energy that you bring to a certain situation is going to have an effect on the results that you get. This is basic stuff that I hope that you know. Like, obviously, the words and things that you say and do are gonna affect that, but also how you show up. Like, I'm not a believer in fake it till you make it. I think that, you know, what we wanna do is not just nervously and anxiously try to mimic the right things to say, which is why I don't really prescribe to the whole, hey, just text this, just say that sort of mindset that maybe some other people out there have. I believe that how you show up and what you are embodying is vitally important as well, to probably even more important than any of that stuff. You know, that's why we have the whole video series on advanced relational skills. You can check it out over there. But these are important ways that we can show up that actually encourage greater connection and all of that sort of stuff. That brings us to the second sign that your breakup is permanent, and that's that your way of being is not aligned with the outcome that you want or the relationship that you want or the relationship that your partner wants. Now, you know, obviously when we go through a breakup, it's very common for us to have an emotional way of being that's a little bit panicked, a little bit nervous, a little bit distressed, a little bit in crisis. We call this damage control mode, in case you don't know. But damage control mode is that sort of panicked, anxious, desperate kind of place that many people find themselves in after a breakup. I know, I've been there myself. I've made a lot of mistakes from acting from this place. And the reason why this doesn't work is because it's out of alignment with both what you want and also with what your partner wants as well, too. Like, you don't want, probably, correct me if I'm wrong, leave a comment below if I'm wrong, but you don't want to show up in a relationship anxious, walking on eggshells, worried about what's going to happen next, feeling like you need to text someone, you know, a million times a day. You probably don't want that. You're out of alignment with what is important to you. And I don't think that that is what your partner wants either. They probably don't want someone who is, clinging on every word that they say, hanging on every decision that they make, micro-analyzing every interaction that they have, etc. Again, I get it. I've been there myself more times than I'd care to admit. I've been in damage control mode myself, and I get it. I really do. But it's not going to help you because you're out of alignment with what you want. You're out of alignment with what your partner wants. And your way of being is just saying like, hey, where I'm at right now is I'm not in a place where I'm open and ready to receive love. I'm in a place where I am looking for danger. I'm trying to manage danger. I'm trying to scan my environment for possible things to feel fearful of, and I'm going to latch onto them and find them, even if I have to invent them myself. And when you're in this place, you're going to always find things to worry about. You're going to always find things to panic about. You're going to always find little signs that this is not going to work out, or whatever it might be. So what we want to do is we want to get ourselves out of damage control mode, and we want to put ourselves in a place where we can actually be aligned with what we want. Emotionally, energetically, etc., so that we can actually draw to us the right kind of relationship. You know, same with your ex as well, too. Like, if they want someone who is secure, someone who is understanding, someone who is compassionate, someone who takes a stand for what they want, and basically, I ask you, are you embodying that yourself? If you are, great. If you're coming from this damage control mode kind of place, if you're scanning every sign that they drop, every interaction that they have on Instagram or Facebook or something like that, then maybe you're not quite in alignment with that, and I would be a little bit concerned. So if you're stuck in damage control mode, that's a sign that your breakup is kind of permanent, unless you're able to actually get out of damage control mode. And I know that a lot of people say, like, oh yeah, time heals all wounds, right? Doesn't necessarily work that way. Sometimes time can give people some sort of emotional perspective where it turns down the volume on things, but other times it just sort of allows people to get entrenched into a way of being that is that of anxiety, that of lack, of scarcity, of fear, of insecurity, etc. And so I wouldn't just rely on something passive like time to heal your wounds. Again, going back to thing number one that we talked about, you're going to have to take active control of this. This isn't just about, you know, letting fate work, letting, you know, time heal all wounds, letting, you know, no contact magically make things right or anything like that. You have to take an active approach in this. Anyway, moving on to side number three, that your breakup is permanent. That is if you are taking on full responsibility for the breakup and the state of things between you and your ex. Now, you know, we've talked about this in our series on the five stages of getting back together. Again, you can find that up there. In the process of getting back together, there is a certain point, a certain threshold called the crisis point. And when it comes to the crisis point, your ex is going to be forced to make a decision about whether or not they're going to get back together with you. And this can be an uncomfortable thing. And they may try to do things like put up obstacles, do things like come up with reasons why it won't work, BS reasons why it won't work, and etc. And what you want to do in these sorts of situations is give them the gift of responsibility for their role and their decision in this process. That way it gets to weigh on them. That way they get to actually own the consequence of whether or not the two of you are actually going to be in contact, going to have good interactions with one another, a good connection with one another, or whether or not the two of you are just, you know, not going to be in contact at all. And they have to let that weigh on them, knowing that you showed up genuine, honest kind of way, not, you know, acting in a dramatic reverse psychology mind game playing way. Like, it's easy to wall someone out when they're being that way. But if someone's just showing up like a reasonable, rational adult, then it's harder to kind of close that door 100%. So sign number four that your breakup is permanent is that you constantly feel this need to always be doing something. Now, again, don't get me wrong. There are probably going to be times and places where you need to do something, where you need to put in some effort to make something happen, where you have to pick up the phone and send a text message, where you have to make a call, where you have to ask them to meet up or something like that. You may have to do these sorts of things from time to time. I know there are some people out there that are really fixated on this idea of, like, I want them to initiate with me. I don't want to take the initiative. I don't want this to happen or whatever. And, you know, fine, you can do that. But also, if you want something to happen in a time frame that matches what you want, you may need to take some action. It just makes sense. I hope that's obvious to you. And at the same time, too, you don't always need to be doing something. Like, if, you know, you text them and they don't text you back, you don't necessarily need to follow up and text them something else. You don't necessarily need to say, hey, is everything okay? Maybe you do. I don't know. I'm not sure what the context is, but you don't always need to be doing that. Or if you haven't heard from them in a couple days, you don't need to be, you know, thinking like, oh, hey, did I do something wrong? Do I need to follow up? What's my next move? Sometimes it's okay to just let things sit for a little bit. Sometimes it's okay to just take some time and just let things unfold how they're going to unfold. In fact, many times that actually creates a more positive outcome through through a lot of these sorts of situations. And the final thing here, thing number five, is that we want to also make sure that we're not keeping our focus 100% on them. That's another huge mistake that a lot of people make that sort of signifies their breakup could be permanent, is if your focus is 100% on your ex. If you're just focusing on them and what are they doing? What does that thing on Instagram mean? Why haven't they texted me back? Who's that arm around their shoulder in that photo that's cropped just right on social media? Who's that person that they talk to? Why are they, you know, all this sort of stuff. If you're just focused on them and you're losing touch with yourself, you're losing touch with your way of being, you're losing touch with who you are and how you're showing up, that's another huge major indicator that your breakup could be permanent. Because of course, again, how you show up is going to make a big difference. It's not just what you say and what you do. It's not just focusing in on them and waiting for them to make the right move and do the right thing and say the right thing and all of that. You have to actually make sure that you're feeling grounded within yourself. Make sure that you're feeling open and loving within yourself. Make sure that you're embodying the kind of emotions and kind of experience that you want to experience yourself as you're moving forward and as you're interacting with them and as you're relating to them in this whole situation and all of that. If you're embodying all of this and you're able to honor yourself, able to, you know, take some time for yourself when you need to, recenter yourself when you need to and all of that, you're going to set yourself up for a much better success through all of this. Okay, so how do you go about doing all of this? How do you go about doing these things that we've talked about? Well, a great way to get started is to go ahead and check out this video series over here on what we call advanced relational skills. These help you to actually bring the best of yourself to the interactions that you have with your ex. Anyway, go ahead and click on this video playlist right now and check it out.